His mind. Do it today. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield today, talking about NATO. But again, my question, from a national security interest, other than stopping, you know, Putin's expansion of Russia, what specifically, in your opinion, Pastor Chatfield, did we have national security interests in Ukraine? I can't figure out any.
Okay, I get that. George Washington, in his farewell address, and I take all my stuff from history in Washington and his wisdom. He said two things should guide our foreign policy. Enlightened self-interest and justice. Enlightened self-interest and justice. You got to do what's right, but enlightened self-interest. You see, a lot of people want to drop the enlightened self-interest part. So we should not have interest. We got to do what's right. Defend freedom. Defend freedom. Okay. Well, you know, we live in a terrible world where countries invade other countries. I will give you the thinking of Truman and the original formation of NATO. We cannot let Western Europe become communist. Because once, what if all Western Europe became communist? And remember this, after World War II, there was, like, especially like in Italy, Greece, there were strong communist parties in those countries. We were not sure whether or not communism would move not beyond Eastern Europe to Western Europe. So, and we didn't want that. There was something called the domino theory, and this is what got us involved in Korea and in Vietnam. Well, if we let South Vietnam go communism, what happens to Laos, Cambodia, maybe even Thailand? Then they're all going to fall like dominoes. And the professed goal of the communists to have worldwide domination, we're letting them do it. And we're in the world. Eventually, this will come to us. See, that's what Zelensky was trying to say to President Trump. He says, well, you got a big ocean here, but pretty soon you're going to feel it too. And we've talked about that. He shouldn't have said that. But what he was arguing was, look, if the Ukraine falls, then what about Poland? And then what about Germany, and what about the rest of Europe? You can't let Putin take over Ukraine. That he won't stop there. And if he dominates them, what makes you think any agreement that he makes with you, he would stop? Maybe Russia would go back to like they did in Nicaragua, in our hemisphere, the communists, although Russians are not communists. Now, so that's our national interest, that some would argue anyway.
Well, I mean, if you look at the map, I think what he's really interested in is basically that body of water, the Black Sea, that Ukraine basically has the majority of the ports on. I think he's looking for a way to access that waterway with it being Russian versus Ukraine or any other country. Yes, next door, of course, Belarus and Romania, Poland, etc., but the question is that really what he wants? Does he really want all of Ukraine, or do you think he just wants access to that port?
I think he wants all of Ukraine. Now, he may make a deal, but then people are saying, you're going to make a deal with him? He just up invaded Ukraine a couple years ago. What makes you think he won't do it again when he's rebuilt his military?
Right.
That's the argument. And I get that. It's a bad world out there. I'm giving you a historical perspective that we didn't stand up against the Soviet Union back in 56 when they invaded Hungary, or in 68 when they invaded Czechoslovakia. We didn't stand up for, well, I don't remember anybody, I don't even hear anybody bringing those countries up. They did what they did in their own backyard.
Right.
It's been reported in Russia now. And take this for what it's worth. It's probably propaganda. Maybe there's some truth into it. I don't know. But it's being reported there that between China, Russia, and the United States, that the United States will basically have the Western Hemisphere, kind of their sphere of influence, and then Russia will dominate Eastern Europe, and then China will dominate the Far East. Now, I don't know that that's true, that the three superpowers are kind of carving up the world. Let me give you a historical precedent to that. Back in the day, during the beginning of what we call imperialism in Africa, and this was true in India, it was true in China, before China was a developed country, that European nations had spheres of influence. They kind of negotiated, okay, Portugal, you can take this country, I think it's Mozambique there in Africa, and Netherlands will control South Africa, and Africa was sliced up by European countries, and they dominated them, and so was India, and a little bit earlier, so was China. That's what countries do. They dominate other countries. That's the era of imperialism. And so I don't think it's fair to call us an imperialist nation, or at least we weren't as imperialist as other nations were. But yeah, we kind of controlled the Western Hemisphere. We did. It's called the Monroe Doctrine. And then add to that what was known as the Roosevelt Corollary under Teddy Roosevelt, which said basically Western Hemisphere nations, Latin America, you better control your borders, control your country. Don't give European nations any excuse to coming in, because before they come in, we're going to come in. You've got to have security. And that gave rise to what Latin America used to call us, the Colossus of the North. They thought we bullied them. And that's where you get the phrase gringo. They didn't like it.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is just geopolitics. It's the way it is. It's a hard challenge. It is a hard challenge. Just put it that way. What's going on between Russia and the Ukraine is a hard challenge. President Trump is simply trying to bring peace. I do believe that President Trump wants what's best for the United States. That's what he wants. Now, let me throw one more wrinkle into this. I looked this up on, I try to do some studying about this, NATO, before I get on to trying to talk to you and the radio listeners. But I got this right off the NATO. Here's what NATO itself says. What is NATO? Okay, I'm reading from their own publication. They say, quote, "It is often said that the North Atlantic Treaty Organization was founded in response to the threat posed by the Soviet Union." That's what I just said. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
"This is only partially true. In fact, the alliance's creation was part of a broader effort to serve three purposes. One, deterring Soviet expansionism. Two, forbidding the revival of nationalist militarism in Europe through a strong North American presence on the continent. And three, encouraging European political integration." Whoa! Oh, you mean NATO was started so that nations wouldn't be strong nationalist countries anymore? Oh, NATO was founded so we could have United States of Europe? Encouraging European political integration? Maybe that's true. If it's true, I didn't know it. Maybe it's true. I don't know everything. I thought NATO was to defend against Soviet expansion. But we don't want any of these strong nationalist guys going there, because that's what causes war. Are you sure? Are you sure that's what causes war? European political integration. Others, we want a United States of Europe. We want bigger, always bigger and bigger countries across cross-cultural language barriers. We don't want an independent United Kingdom or independent France or independent Germany. We want them all to come together under one banner. Maybe eventually we can come all under the banner of a united world government. Then we will have peace, because we're all one. We are the world. We're citizens of the world. You see where that's headed?
Sure, absolutely.
I don't like the way that sounds. Now, this is right from NATO. I'm reading off their website here, the purposes. They say this, after the fall of the Soviet Union, do we need NATO? Okay, we still have NATO. Okay, and I'm not saying we should leave NATO. I'm saying, I President Trump is looking at it, and he's not going to be bound by NATO. He's more bound by the Constitution and American interests. But here's what they say. But there were also frightening uncertainties. Would a unite? This is after the fall of the Berlin Wall. Would a united Germany be neutral? Let me just stop and say, it's only been in the last 20 years that there's been any renewal of German nationalism. Just love your country, because they were so ashamed of Hitler. Almost nobody ever flew a German flag in Germany. Now it's starting a little bit, and there's people in Europe that look at that with like it's a new swastika or something. Now listen, I don't have any problem with somebody calling me a nationalist. I'm not a Nazi. I'm not an extreme nationalist. I'm not that. See, that's why the left always calls us Nazis. We love our country. We wave the American flag. Oh, you're just like a Nazi. You're a nationalist. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We're not. We love our country. We're patriotic. But I don't really mind somebody calling me nationalist. If you define nationalism by love of your own country, and we want what's best for America, why? That's the principles upon which the country was founded. The separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitled them. Our Declaration of Independence was about independence. We think independent nationhood for all nations is the way to go. That is the way that has the best chance of having peace, by the way. That is why when Woodrow Wilson signed the Paris Peace Accord, the Paris Peace after World War I, he wanted to get into a League of Nations. And the United States Senate and America in general rejected it. Henry Cabot Lodge says, I fly under one flag, and it's not going to be some mongrel flag of the League of Nations. We fly under the American flag. See, we're more nationalistic than a lot of countries. We just are. And I don't, that's not bad. We're not Nazis. We're not invading people. We don't want to invade people. I don't want to. No way. Let Canada be Canada. We're the United States. Good. We're friends. That's fine. No. We don't want expansion. We want independent nations. Again, here's what NATO, their own website says. Would a united Germany be neutral? What would become of nuclear weapons in the former Soviet republics? Listen to this. Would nationalism once again curse European politics? Curse European politics? It's a curse to be nationalistic?
Yeah. According to the one world globalists, I guess. Final segment of our discussion with Pat Chatfield. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
No matter what you are, I will always be with you. Doesn't matter what you do, girl, I'll go with you. No matter what you do, I will always be.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Your final thoughts, sir. You'd like to wrap up this discussion about NATO.
Yes. Here's what NATO says from their own website. Would nationalism once again curse European politics? In other words, it was nationalism that brought us into World War II. Then they say, for NATO, the question was existential. Was there any further need for the Atlantic Alliance? It's a good question. Is there? Is there? Let me push back on the whole notion that, well, it's nationalism is what does it. Now, obviously, the Germans were expansionists, the Nazis. Hitler, bad, very bad. We're not Nazis. No. Fascist in Mussolini in Italy, bad. Expansionist, hyper-nationalism. My country, no matter what, we're destined to rule the world, that type of thing. I mean, Hitler said, you know, today Germany, tomorrow the world. That is bad. That's not what we are as Americans. We believe in the American Republic. And I would argue this. World War I started because we had all these alliances. Before World War I, you had something called the Triple Alliance. You had Germany, Austria-Hungary, and the Ottoman Empire were firmly aligned with each other. And then smaller states throughout Europe were aligned with them. Then on the other side, you had Russia, France, and Great Britain were aligned. And there were smaller European nations that were lined up on both sides of this. So when Archduke Ferdinand of Austria was assassinated by a Serbian anarchist, it was a domino effect. Everybody had to, because they were all in these alliances, that's how World War I broke out. Everybody was drawn into this war. So you could make an argument, I think, that being entangled in all these alliances doesn't keep peace. It can bring war. Because you're committed, and well, if we expand NATO, well then it'll keep the peace. Are you sure? I mean, with the Article 5 element, if any one of countries is attacked or gets in any sort of even of a regional war, we're committed to jump in with them. So we got to be really careful. This is called geopolitics. You got to be really careful on all these things, and people that are smarter than I am are looking at these things. It's very complicated. And I just once again say, at least President Trump is pro-American. And we must, as George Washington said, justice and enlightened self-interest. And I think we're on the right track. Pray for the president. I'm done. Thanks, yeah. Randy.
Well, the NATO Secretary General met with the president. Did you see that discussion yesterday in the Oval Office?
No, I did not. I mean, I think I heard about it, but I don't know what they said.
Well, it was pretty interesting because Donald Trump, of course, brought up what was happening with the ceasefire tentatively approved to, agreed to, I should say, by Zelensky, reached out to Putin and said, okay, now the ball's in your court.
Right.
And the NATO Secretary General said, you know, I have to applaud you, Mr. President, because you're the only one in the world stage that I think can pull this together. He said, you know, with your influence and the way that you're standing up for America first and your interests in America, saying at the same time, it's a stupid war. We should have never gone to war. We should have never allowed it to happen. We got to end this thing, and enough's enough. It's time for us boys to get together and come to a deal. And the NATO Secretary General could not heap enough praise on Donald Trump.
He knows what side his bread is buttered on. That's the point there.
Yeah.
Tell you right now. I mean, totally. He's saying that because he's talking to Donald Trump. And Donald Trump, put it in layman's terms, doesn't take guff off people.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to do that. That's not who he is. And so, you know, pray for the president. This is not an easy call. I don't have the answers to all this. But I am just trying to say, let's look at this from some historical perspective. That's why I'm on your radio program.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the other aspect of it, too, is, you know, him wanting the rare earth minerals deal to pay back basically the hundreds of billions of dollars we've spent there. Zelensky's basically already agreed to that deal. Now the question is, what is it that Russia truly wants? And again, I'm looking at that Black Sea port, and I'm saying, I think he does, like you said, wants to expand his territory, get some of that Ukraine land back. But again, like you say, Ukraine basically is the blocker for him reaching into, you know, the European Union's main thrust, Eastern Europe, and even as far as Western Europe goes. There's nothing to be stopping him. Once he gets Ukraine, he could just keep on rolling west.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. The world's not a great place. Wars are a part of world history. I hate to say it, but yep. let's be sober minded when we look at all these things.
Yeah, absolutely. What are you going to be talking about in church on Sunday?
I'm going to finish up the whole section there with from 1 Kings 18 with. He's talking about the book Cherith, because I'm talking about rivers. But I'm finishing up with Elijah and the challenge, and then how did that go at the end? So Elijah, after that great victory, everything didn't turn out the way Elijah wanted, but that's what I'm going to be preaching on Sunday.
Excellent. Again, we provide as a public service church services. It runs from 11 to noon right here on the radio station, as well as the Patriot Voice Radio Network. And greatly appreciate you guys doing what you do over at the church. Beautiful weather, hopefully, this weekend. So we'll see if we can get a good turnout.
All right, real good, Randy.
Thank you, sir. God bless. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Final hour of today's show. We'll have the news, sports, and sponsors. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
BlackBerrySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your